From the moment her boyfriend, make that ex-boyfriend, closed the door on her after so coldly ending their relationship, Katie Caswell wouldn't have thought that her shitty day could take a turn for the better. But it had, in the form of a gorgeous guy who was hotter than Hades, with a devastatingly sexy smile that made her stomach flutter in sensual awareness, because everything about him was so easygoing and charming, the exact opposite of Bryce's more uptight and narcissistic personality, which she'd seen in all its glory earlier today. As they walked side by side through the airport terminal and toward the Westin Hotel, she cast a surreptitious look at the man who'd generously offered her a place to stay for the night without any expectations. She'd only known Connor for an hour, but there was nothing egotistical about him that she'd detected so far, nor had he come off as a player looking for a snowstorm hookup, which had been her first thought when he'd asked to sit at her table. Instead, he'd been kind and sympathetic while she'd shared her humiliating situation with him, listening attentively to her story, whereas most guys would have been completely uninterested in the reason behind her unpleasant mood. He'd even managed to make her feel better about the whole mortifying experience, calling Bryce a selfish prick with a pencil dick. Remembering his comment almost made her laugh out loud all over again. They wove in and out of the crowd of people stuck at the airport, and Katie didn't miss the way a lot of women eyed Connor appreciatively as they walked by, even a few who appeared to be with a significant other. Not that she blamed any of them for admiring what a gorgeous, virile male he was. He was big and tall, with thick, dark brown hair, stunning blue eyes, and a rock-hard body built for sin. And that light scruff on his jaw? So damn hot. The man was sex on two legs, though he seemed completely oblivious to the ogling stares, whereas most guys would have upped their swagger to try and further impress their female audience. No, there was nothing cocky or arrogant about him, and she found that was incredibly appealing too. During their meal together, he'd pushed up the sleeves of his navy blue Henley, treating her, and every other woman in the vicinity, to his strong forearms and the sexy tattoos that covered one of his arms all the way down to the back of his hand. That intriguing ink increased his hotness factor by at least another 10 points. It also made her wonder what he'd look like with his shirt completely off, and what his skin would feel like sliding against the tips of her fingers, and how the muscles in his chest might react to the caress of her hands all the way down to his stomach. Her pulse skipped a beat, and that spark of attraction that had been missing with Bryce, especially over the last few months, came back with a vengeance, showing her body just how wonderful, how exciting desire could feel. That heady awareness tightened her nipples and curled seductively through her belly, then settled between her thighs, surprising her. "Oh, hello, arousal. That's where you've been." A small smile touched her lips as they headed into the Westin. After the spectacular way Bryce had humiliated her, along with making her feel as though their lackluster sex life had been her fault, she didn't even experience a sliver of guilt for her physical reaction to Connor. No, she found it exhilarating and, oddly enough, empowering. Kind of like a big ol' fuck you to Bryce, that it had taken mere thoughts of another man to make her body feel like a woman again. Connor walked to the sitting area in the lobby and put her luggage and his duffel next to a vacant chair.
"Mind hanging here with our bags while I check in? No sense both of us standing in that long line when you can be comfortable sitting here."
Her gaze traveled from the crowd of people waiting to register for their rooms, then back to Connor as she gave him a smile, appreciating his courteous gesture.
"No, I don't mind at all."
Yeah, she was totally fine with that decision, especially when he walked away and she got her first good look at his backside. Broad shoulders, narrow waist, and a firm ass hugged by a pair of fitted jeans. The man was an Adonis, physically flawless and thoughtful to boot, which made her wonder why some woman hadn't already snatched him up.